In Yoni Purim, there's a vote from the Chafetz Chaim. It's brought down in the Sefer Shalmei Toida in the Psicha on Daf Yud Beis. He's mighty Chafetz Chaim in a Sefer Musar Haskel B'Soifai. It's easier to find the Sefer Shalmei Toida, page Yud Beis. He brings down a big limud from Mordechai Lo Yichre V'Lo Yishtachaveh. The Megillah Haman made a gzera that everyone had to bow down to him, and Achashverosh was maskim, and Mordechai was lo yikareya v'lo yishtachaveh. Why? Vnesha asa atzma yelaka, because he made himself a laka, and it was asa me'ikad edina. And he brings down the Medrash in Esther says that Klal Yisrael said to him, do you know if you're not going to be kareya mishtachaveh lahaman, as it's going to cause him to hate the Yidden, it's going to cause terrible thing, anti-Semitism is going to rise in Iran, I mean, it's going to be cause big problems. And it did. And afilu hachi, Mordechai said, but it's a halacha, it's a iser, it's yarg vala yava to be mishtachaveh. I can't have to be shomer on the Torah. And he held stark. And even after he saw the gzeru was made, that the gzeru of Haman against the Yidden, he still was loy kareya veloy mishtachaveh. Zok the Chafetz Chaim, it's teaching us a big lesson in life and a big lesson for the galus we're in now. There's so many times that there's so many things we have where there's a lot of pressures on us not to keep Torah and mitzvahs. And we learn from Mordechai to be lo yichre v'lo yishtachaveh, that a person should hold strong in doing the right thing, hold strong in not giving over to the waves of society and not giving over to what goes on, and to hold stark in his shmiras Torah u'mitzvahs. And the besoif, what happened, that because of the gzeir of Haman, it came out of big Yeshua. It came out that the that day was Nishapich, and the Yidden took Nekama on the Amalekim and killed the head of the Amalekim, Haman, and also they killed hundreds of Sinai Yisrael. As because he was la yichra v'la yishtachaveh, as therefore it was yatza Yeshua g'dayla to klal Yisrael. V'yachol ha'isif on the divrei of the Chafetz Chaim, al pi the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara says mifnei ma nigzuru the gzera on the Yidden in the times of Haman. The second shot in the Gemara, the maskana mifnei shishtachaveh, they were mishtachaveh to the tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar, even though they weren't really Eved Avodah Zarah, but because they did it on the outside, is therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a gzera lehem. As Lefize, what was the chet? Because they were scared of Nebuchadnezzar. As they went ahead and they weren't Mekadeshem Shamayim. As what was the tikkun? The tikkun was Mordechai had the same exact nesayin. And one yid in Klal Yisrael was la yichra and la yishtachaveh. Yet that one yid, mikoyach is avoida. Every person that does something in this galus that's so hard, his avoida has a koyach to be mesakin for kol hayehudim. What was it? He was machazik his bitachin in Hashem, that Hashem will be there for him, Hashem will help him. And v'kach have. And that's a oimik. As to add to the Chafetz Chaim, by this he was being misakin the siba for the gzeira that was there, and he was misakin it lahafli. And you could add one more thing at the end of the Megillah. We say, when we say Shoshanas Yaakov, we say lo idia shekol koyvecha lo yivoyshu v'lo yikomu lanetzach. As both the Brisker Rav and the Svas Emes point out that the Pyat is coming to explain what the theme of the Megillah, what's the lesson of the Megillah that we're taking out, L'doire doiresis. As what is it? L'idia shekol koyvecha lo yivoyshu v'lo yikomu lo netzach. The Svas Emes is medayik, the Lashon kol koyvecha. It's going on the Mida of Bitachin. That Mordechai put his Bitachin in Hashem, and it was misbatel yidei that which he was loy koyreya veloy. If the Chafetz Chaim, you could explain that where he was put his bitachin in Hashem was in the loy koyreya veloy mishtachaveh. He held strong in his beliefs. He kept stark in his Torah, in his mitzvahs, in what's right. As that's what that bitachin of Mordechai was misakin the chet of the Yidden. And it's not only a one-time thing that happened in history. Lo yidia shekol koivecho lo yivoishu v'lo yikomu lo netzach. One more nekuda on the bitachin of Mordechai. When the gzeira originally went out, as what would be if a gzeira would go out, as you have to, he had a wife who was in the government. As what did Askanim in America, as soon as there's a gzeira against the Yidden, you go straight to the people in the government to help you. He did go to Esther. But you find an interesting thing. First, he was Vayizek Zoaka Gdoila Umispalel and Tainis. And afterwards, he went to Esther. The Lamedcha, so many people feel, were very powerful, were very influential. Koichi Voitzim Yadi, I can manage my matzavim. Mordechai knew as much influence as he had in the government, as much power as he had. The real Yeshua was Hashem. He put his bitachin in Hashem. The first thing he did was he was mispalel. He put his hope in Hashem. Esther also, she fasted for 3 days. She davened stark. When she was walking to Achashverosh, she was davening. That was Mordechai and Esther. They put their bitachin, and that's what was poil the Yeshua. As that's also a limud ledairis, and the risk of Rav focuses on this nekuda. Lo yidia shekol koivecho lo yivoishu. This inyan of tefillah, that through the tefillah of Mordechai, the tefillah of Esther, that's what was poyel the Yeshua's. The Maral speaks out also, the Gemara in Megillah darshins the name of Mordechai, that Ben Kish Ikish al Dososus of Shamayim with his tefillah, Ben Yair, he was Meir Enei Yisrael with his tefillah. The Gemara darshins his name on the mid of tefillah, because this Yeshua was done ayidei tefillah. Many people, they've davened for Yeshuas in their lives, but you give up after a while. It's so hard. As Mordechai is mechazik, as kaveh Hashem chazak b'yametz libecha, v'kaveh Hashem, keep on hoping, even though the matzah was ayim v'naira. But his tefillahs, which is a bitui, is a way of showing bitachin in Hashem. I'm not giving up. I put my hope into you. As that's what was goyrem the Yeshuais. As it was a double-folded bitachin of Mordechai. His lo yichra v'lo yishtachaveh. And also his tefillahs, that he daven shtark. As that what was piled the Yeshuais. This is a message, Lidoiras, the message of Purim. This is what lights us up and keeps us going and gives us chizuk in the Golos that we're in now, the Golos of Amalek, of Rome. Is this Nakuda, this chizuk, don't give up, keep on davening and hold strong, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. The Chavetz Chaim adds one more beautiful knetch that the Gemara in Shabbos says, and that peches that hadu kivlu bimei Achashverosh, they were choizer umakabel es haTorah. Why bedafka by Nes Purim they weren't makabel b'leiv shalom? It was kofen lavar gigigas a matan Torah, and for hundreds and thousand years later, they still weren't. Only by Nes Purim. What was the yichud of Nes Purim? As the Chavetz Chaim says, Lefi, the way he's learning, it's gavaldik. They were scared. Why weren't they mekabel the Torah? Because they felt it's not good, it's not in every matzev, situations aren't good for it. But they saw Mordechai held start in his shmiras haTorah of lo yichra v'lo yishtachaveh. And mishum zeh came a Yeshua gedolah to klal Yisrael, as they were heaven. That everything you're shomer in the Torah, even when it looks bad and it looks hard, but it's really for the good of you. And at the end, you're going to get tremendous teiva and bracha from it. As a mela, they were chada kivluhu b'meach hashverosh. As Mordechai was an inspiration for the whole Klal Yisrael, that they should be chada kivluhu. You see, when a person holds stark, what he does, the tzaddikim amongst all of us, and the choshev talmidei chachamim, and even the special balabatim that we have, they're a mekadshei shem shamayim. They're an inspiration for all of us. And we see Yidden holding strong. it does something very special for all of us. Hadakib luhu. That's what was ma'ir them, to be hadakib luhu. That they should be hadar umakabal. When they see the sadiqim. As the message of Purim is the yom simcha. What's the simcha of Purim? As the Gemara in Megillah, Yuramid Bey says that tachas, the Gemara Dashan's a pasuk, that a remez for the Indian of Megillah is tachas asarpud yala hadas. Tachas Vashti took over in Vashti's house when Esther Hamalka, and tachas Haman. In Haman's house was Nichnas Mordechai. As over here, like the remez of what's going to be La'asid Lavai. We live in a world which is so, looks like the Rishayim are doing well and they're being Matzliach. B'shetedulecha, it's going to come a day when the Yeshuas will be there and the Tzadikim are going to walk into the houses of the Rishayim. As thus is the tremendous simcha in life that Purim empowers with us with. That we know there's going to be a day of Yeshuas for all those that held stark and kept their bitachon in Hashem. La'idia shekol koyvecha lo yivoshu v'lo yikomu lanetzach. Stefir Ois in the Medrash in Zayis Abracha on the pasuk of in the Medrash in Parshas Vayichi in the pasuk by the brach of Don Lushuasa kivisi Hashem. It says, Hakol b'schus ha-kivui. Avram was nitzol b'schus ha-kivui. The others, Mitzrayim was b'schus ha-kivui. They put their bitachon in Hashem. And hu adin de gula ha-sida. When we put our bitachon in Hashem, we zeichet to Yeshuas and brachas from Hashem. Baruch ha-gever she-yiftach b'Hashem. It's b'teach the sha'ar of brachas. Hashem yazer, we should be zeichet this year to put our bitachon in Hashem and hold stark. Knowing that it's going to be Peteach Vashare Brachas in the future. And we should all see Gulais, Yeshuais, and Vimali Simcha. Hapach Mispedi Lemacholi. We should all have Simchas, Yeshuas, and Brachas Kolasman.